you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Stream and true is available at TNTRadioEmpire.com. Podcast there also.
On the lack of nicotine makes me crabby too.
Oh yeah, good for you, man.
I have not ingested any nicotine in I don't know how many days.
That's good. Don't pick it up. Craig asked why you were going outside all the time. I said, I think you pee out back.
Maybe I do.
I think it's allowed in this day and age. There's nothing out there, by the way.
No, there's
And it's funny.
There's nobody out there.
I drove past a golf course yesterday since the weather was kind of crappy here. People weren't being selfish in golfing. And it wasn't really crappy. It just wasn't really golf weather.
It's selfish to not golf because it's too cold yesterday.
Selfish to not golf.
Yeah, it's too cold to golf.
Well, whatever. and I know you've seen animals on golf courses before, but this I saw a huge fox, big old fox. I don't know how big they get. How big do foxes get?
Yep.
Yeah.
About the size of a medium-sized dog.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, probably 30, 35 pounds.
Yeah, it was walking down the fairway right, I'll tell you off there where it was, but right off a street, like right off a main road. I'm just walking down the fairway like you're looking for some golfer to eat, you know?
You pull out your nine and take a shot at it?
No. I don't care.
I know you carry when you walk.
I don't carry a nine. No, I wasn't walking. It wasn't even that course. It was another course. It was a public course.
A nine or a nine iron?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I was golfing. Yeah, no, I wasn't. But they're taking over those animals, man. And even in our city, which really not locked down because our governor's an idiot.
Apparently bears are running amok in Yosemite, was it?
Yeah. Well, that's where they live, right?
Yeah, but
they stay away from
humans. They usually stay away from people.
Right.
And now they're roaming freely.
Dennis Quaid, Bill Engvall, and John Paul Morgan later today.
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah, he's got a podcast interviewing some of his celebrity friends. Everybody's got a podcast. You know how that works.
I do. I just didn't realize. Yes. That's what it is. It's every celebrity has a podcast, and they say, I'll do your podcast
if you do
my podcast.
And isn't that the same interview, you think?
That's how the
podcast... I think a lot of the times it's the same. I know for the comedians, it's the same interview.
Yeah. That's how the podcast world goes round and round.
Round and round.
I will say that I like Dennis Quaid in those... I forget what insurance company
it
is.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
They're funny commercials.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
They really are.
Plus, he can pull the young chicks. Every time he just gets a younger chick, pops out a couple kids with her, dumps that one after 10 years, goes back, gets a younger chick. He did that twice, I believe.
What insurance company is that?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, they are good commercials.
Yeah, they're great.
I don't remember the brand.
Yeah.
So today is tax day.
Would have been, yeah.
And do you have to file?
No.
Not
until July
15th.
Yeah.
Is it June or July?
I thought you had to file an extension to get the July date.
No.
Not this year.
No.
Not this year? Okay.
Everybody gets
good, because I don't recall doing anything like that.
I already did mine, but I actually owed this year, first time ever.
That's wild.
I know. It's something to do with the president. It really is, actually. My accountant's really apolitical.
It's
but whatever.
Esurance, Todd.
That's what it is, you know.
Okay, yeah.
Dennis Quaid, Hawks.
One of the online ones. We are celebrating Distracted Driving Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Oh, I
got two insurance bills, one for my car, one for my daughter's car, and they didn't go down, so I don't know if they're going to go down next time.
Oh, I got
the next time,
a note that said they're going to mail me a check.
Oh, is there the check?
Yeah, so I get a little discount.
What do you have?
American Family.
Okay, I got State
so
Farm.
My apologies for disparaging American Family Insurance yesterday. They're going to send me a check.
I have not gotten that notice from my insurance
company.
Either by,
not from State Farm.
I would like to.
So would I.
But I heard Craig Evans report the other day that most insurance companies are doing this.
I checked my insurance company's website to see if they, you know, if I'd missed something, and they just business as usual.
Well, originally two big ones announced it, and then apparently Craig said it, Bristom said, "Hey, we look like idiots. We're going to do this, right?"
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Well, that's a kind of goodwill thing that can, you know, switch customers over.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Oh, you're right. In the future,
yeah,
right.
Yeah. So for people who are actually going to get a stimulus check, again, not a stimulus.
Nick's got his this week.
For those who are actually getting an actual physical check.
Yeah, Nick,
it may take an extra couple of days
for
you to get it.
I've heard that,
so they can put the right information
on the
front.
Are they coming in now?
Well, so they can put the right information on the front of the check.
Yeah. Now, apparently he's not allowed to sign it, right?
We have to put Trump's name on it.
In the memo section, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't get a $1,200 bill with Trump's face on it?
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it? Oh, he's the king.
Oh, I just framed that and put it in my bar. That's a keepsake. I don't need the money.
Yeah, you do. Do you have direct deposit, Craig, or are you getting the physical check?
Direct deposit.
Okay. Is it in yours yet?
And not as of a couple days ago.
Is it in yet? I ask you all the time, is it in yet?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
You can blame both of us for that answer.
Who knows?
Ours is there as of midnight.
All right.
Sometimes I just looked. I miss getting the actual physical check on payday.
Yeah.
And visiting the bank and dropping it in, but
that didn't last long, though. I remember when they finally went to direct deposit, we fought that, too, for some stupid reason.
Well, just because we weren't used to it.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just change.
Right.
Instinctively fighting change.
Right.
But yeah, now I enjoy not going to the bank. In Nebraska, they are ready to...
So you got that big party, Craig, with that cash? I know you don't need it.
Yeah.
You'd mentioned before...
Not that, complaining.
That you're fine. You're right. You're not complaining because people are out of work. I know you're trying to say.
Right.
But you're not announcing baseball now or announcing any boxing, and there's a lot of extra cash for you to when you do
or
a lot.
Or drag strip.
Yeah, so all that stuff is three extra jobs you do because you have a microphone.
You would have been announcing baseball last night. Yeah.
Yeah, they started. They would have started a couple of days ago. And minor league would have, And this doesn't make up for that.
It doesn't.
So you can't imagine.
Now, we're just talking what you might call beer money. Just a little extra something in the summer because I can.
Right.
Helps out with, maybe a car, car,
plus
something, whatever.
Those three gigs you don't hate doing.
I don't hate
it's
doing.
It's a microphone, you're having
not
fun.
Not the point.
Yeah.
Not
it's,
the point. It's a little extra income.
Right. This is the one you hate doing.
Yeah.
Well, the hours here suck.
Yeah, but it pays better.
Yeah.
There is that. But even with that little, part-time bump thing, this little stimulus, what they call stimulus check, even if there's another one, it doesn't cover it.
No. And like you said.
And I'm not complaining.
No, but a lot of people, it doesn't cover anything for them, right?
And complaining.
The ones who are out of work, it ain't going to cover
the ones who are actually out of work.
Right.
I'm out of a couple of little beer money jobs.
Yeah, I know you're not complaining. I just wanted to put an example out there.
Right.
And it doesn't take much money for a guy who drinks like six beers a year.
Well, you're partying with your money, right?
Well, we...
No, hell no.
Nick quotation marks beer.
Yeah.
Nick said his check's covering, all his stand-ups for about 2 years.
Yeah. Like $40 a night,
He didn't say 2 years. I just filled in the blanks. I filled in the blank. And you're going to party with yours, right, Puss? Party?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Of course you're not.
No, that's part
tay. I'm going to pay off stuff I've already bought.
There you go.
So we're done with this whole stay-at-home thing.
Oh,
so we're going to start opening malls.
Jesus. Sorry.
Uh-oh.
At least didn't anything important. Except for pick your piece of paper up.
You spill?
Yeah, I spilled my coffee. Hopefully that news story wasn't important. Can you come in here and wipe that up, Puss? I would, but I can't get up.
Use a lid.
No, because the lid...
gets in the way.
Gets in the way, and now it's coronaed out. It's sitting there. No. I've never dropped that since I'm bringing it in.
You can't say that anymore.
I know I can't. It's a long time, though, for me not to drop coffee. At least it wasn't on the important stuff.
Yeah, just the news. On the sensitive electronics?
Exactly, none of that. All right. Sorry, Craig, can you reprint that? Can you read through the coffee?
Yeah, I can read through the coffee. We'll be able to do that.
All right, thanks for scrubbing that up there, puss. Yeah, I have to talk slowly when you're scrubbing that. Oh, yeah, right there, right there. Oh, it's right there, right there. It's wet right there. You know it's wet. Right there, it's wet. Right, it's wet right by the base there. Check it out. This is why we don't do videos for our program.
I think I dribbled a little over here, too, when you're done.
Well, after hearing me talk,
not falling for that again.
After hearing me talk, Todd dribbled again.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yeah, let me get rid of this. In India, they don't care what they name their children.
Okay.
They named one kid COVID, another kid Corona, and another kid Lockdown.
I'd rather be Lockdown.
I would, too.
Yeah, of all those three names, Lockdown's a cool name. Especially if you get up and get old, get big, get strong, you're Lockdown Jones.
That sounds like
I'm guessing Jones ain't a big name.
That sounds like a prison nickname.
It does. But if I don't want COVID as a name. I don't want Corona as a name because of the virus, and obviously. But Lockdown.
That one sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, that's better.
Much better.
It sounds like you could be a superhero at some point.
Now, Corona and COVID are twins, right? I think they're in the same family. Is Lockdown just some other family? Good.
Yeah.
They weren't stupid.
Oh, I thought you were listing off popular names of babies.
No, I saw the story. One couple named them.
This is just this one family?
Dr. Mina.
Two families.
Yeah.
Two families. COVID and Corona. Now, Corona will eventually be a fine name again.
I think eventually, too, but COVID not.
COVID, while we'll forget what it's for.
It still doesn't sound that.
We might.
Corona kind of flows off. Yeah. Corona might get it. You know, because anthrax, even though it still means, their band became okay again. You know what I mean?
Right.
Remember how they were just, oh my God, what's anthrax?
Well, we went through an anthrax scare.
Right, exactly, right.
Yeah, but I knew of anthrax before.
But AIDS candy never made it bad.
The scare came about because I used to live among cattle.
Right.
I was raised by cattle, and there was always the anthrax threat.
That explains
That's
a lot.
True. Yeah. I think it's a cattle blood disease, right?
I think so.
Well, it's so cattle can get it. Anthrax is all over the place.
Yeah, but Lockdown would be a great name. What's your name? Lockdown.
Lockdown, baby.
What's your real name? Lockdown.
They call me Lockdown.
What's your middle name? Earl.
Yeah. Well,
Lockdown
once again,
Earl Smith.
Once again, not an Indian name, but it is Lockdown for that matter.
Yeah, and the name Corona existed before.
Yeah.
So we're tired of sitting around here in Nebraska. I don't know about the rest of the country. We're tired of sitting around already.
Oh, God.
And so we're going to open up a mall.
Yeah, an outdoor mall.
I feel badly for those workers who maybe don't want to go hang out in the crowd because... Well, here, this is your job. Take it or leave it.
Governor was asked about that yesterday in his press conference, and he just passed. Well, he comes from the pass the buck school.
Yeah, he said it's the individual companies. Yeah. They make up their minds whether or not to open up their stores.
Well, of course they're going to open. Everyone wants to make money. I get that.
I do, but we're keeping the curve down. Let's try to keep it down in the state since it's not a populated state. That's the only reason the curve is down here. I shouldn't say down, just not as big as other places.
For people who aren't aware of this story, who are from the area, we're talking about the Nebraska Crossing Outlet Mall there in Gretna.
Right. Yeah.
So.
That place is going to be packed, too.
A soft opening. The 24th of this month.
Just to dip your toe in the COVID pond first. Okay.
Soft opening the 24th. Grand opening early May.
Now, they advertise. I'm not going to hammer them, but it's the governor's call. It should be. But, you know.
He has the authority to say.
He doesn't care.
Shelter in place.
Right,
and then places like this don't have the option of opening.
Right, exactly.
But even then, when governors say shelter in place, shelter at home, they still make up their own rules as to what that means.
Yeah, but most states are a lot more locked down than we are. Lockdown! Hey, I like that guy. That dude's a good guy. Lockdown, Mish. Give me a typical Indian name.
Meenakshi.
There yeah. you go. Lockdown Meenakshi. I can't even say the last part of it, so forget it. You know?
And that's her first name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Punjabi.
Yeah. Punjabi, yeah. Lockdown Punjabi. I like that. That works.
She's going to call tomorrow, and I hope she heard.
Well, I got to show you this picture then. Todd sent me. I didn't share it. I forgot to share it. Maybe I'll share it today. he sent me a picture. Hey, it looks like you could see pictures of girls with tan lines and sexy outfits, and he sends them to me on email. And he said, looks like a young Dr. Mina, and his chick's just all in leather, you know.
She had kind of a fishnet dress,
yeah.
wasn't it?
It was a picture of a young Dr. Mina.
Yeah, I'll show it to you. Should I share it on Twitter and say, is this like Dr. Mina?
You should.
I think she'd dig it.
I thought you would for sure.
Well, I was going to. I didn't see it till late. You know, then I grabbed the lotion and I forgot. You know? I forgot to download it.
Because I think I sent that to you before I left the building.
You did. I will. I'll share that now. I'll just say Dr. Mina with a question mark. She'll love it, actually.
Will she?
Well, she ain't going to. I know she won't be mad.
Okay.
Because, you know.
Actually, she's just texting me right now. Yeah,
is she?
Yeah, she's going to check in tomorrow morning.
Okay. Is she listening live? Probably not.
I don't think so.
She's a busy woman.
Yeah, she's got a few things going on right now.
Yeah, she does a little bit, right?
And then we're not helping.
Here it is, a young dog.
There's
that. Yeah, yeah. Oh, look.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Cool. There you go.
Hold it up this way.
I'm going to tweet it out.
It's tough to hold it up.
And yeah, it is.
At the same time.
I might spill something again. Todd might dribble.
Yeah.
I will share it.
Spilling and dribbling. Yeah.
Dr. Mina? I'll put a big question.
I dribbled a bit when I first saw that. Pretty striking.
Yeah. A little curry fever right there for sure.
Oh, we got an email yesterday that said one of the airport bars.
Yeah, Cracky McGee's. It's on the other side. I fly Delta a lot in our airport, and the owner of that place emailed us. And they're open, but he said, they're serving hardly anybody. And they're open from 4:30 in the morning till the last flight, which is 6 or 7 now. 100 people maybe go through.
Yeah, it just varies from 3:30 to 7:30 when the last flight out on that concourse is. I don't know what the situation in Wichita's airport is.
Is that where you're going to have to go?
I know that if the bar inside the airport is closed, the one at the DoubleTree is right across the parking lot. And we've drank there, and it's nice.
Well, we have.
Yeah, the difference
it's kind of a long walk.
It's pretty close.
The difference between Cracky McGee's and that one terminal in Omaha compared to like a Chicago, where you're walking down a bunch of different bars. There's only one bar in an area where there's only about 10 gates. So and there's nobody's flying out anyway, so they're probably doing the same thing. I'm sure they are. I've had a bunch of beers at that place.
I did get with my regular bartender.
Okay.
On Facebook, and we're gonna FaceTime. I'm gonna have a Bloody Mary because I was supposed to fly on Friday.
Yeah.
So. We'll see her. We'll have a drink with her.
That's nice. I'll tag her on this and see what she says.
You wish.
Look at our Twitter, at TNT Radio Empire, if you want to see what Todd thought looked like Dr. Mina in a nice little...
You tagged her?
I did tag her.
Okay.
She's live right now. Tell her to look at her Twitter right now.
Oh, God.
At TNT Radio Empire. I don't know why we hassle her. She's so nice to us. She saved Craig's life. Maybe that's why we hassle her.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was just texting her back about tomorrow morning, and I said, "Oh, and don't look at Twitter. Whatever you do." So of course she will.
Yeah. At TNT Radio Empire.
She is hot.
Yeah. I didn't write young Dr. Mina though. I don't want to piss her off.
Yeah,
she is
okay.
Actually still a pretty young lady. I just wrote Dr. Mina with a question mark.
She is, but this would have been like probably early Harvard days. Or Yale.
Yeah. Now you really pissed her off.
Oh, man.
She doesn't mind the fishnet photo. She minds the Yale, a Harvard thing.
Yeah. I get the two confused because they're all the same. All those Ivy League schools are the same.
Real tough to get into and expensive. Yeah, they are.
That. NFL and Players Union agreed to conduct virtual off-season workout programs. until everybody is permitted to open their facilities. Voluntary classroom instruction, workouts, non-football educational programs using online platforms. Blah, blah, blah. But that's what they're going to have to go through in the NFL.
Yeah, they're even doing that with my son's team. They're going to get together online and learn the offense and defense.
That can't be easy.
No, I said, I think it's the thing today with one of his position coaches. I said, that's pretty cool. He just keeps, well, he just keeps you interested.
Yeah, I think they can, you know, they can do like screen sharing. So, you know, you can see the plays and stuff the coach is talking about.
Yeah.
I think it can be done.
Keep the kids' minds occupied, you know.
Yeah.
And the adults for that matter. Because we've got a lot more teachers checking in. They're doing the Zoom and they're stuck in their houses doing this stuff.
Account information for hundreds of thousands of Zoom users has been published, exchanged, and sold without their knowledge or consent. The tech news website Bleeping Computer reported that a cybersecurity firm discovered and later bought more than 530,000 stolen credentials for the virtual meeting app. A hacker forum had been selling the data for less than a penny. The firm told the website hackers got Zoom users' email addresses, passwords, meeting URL links, and host keys.
Yeah.
How do they use that against you then?
They get up in your grill.
Yeah?
Get all up in your grill.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, because I keep reading all this Facebook stuff.
Just keep an eye on your bank account and see what
happens. Like, don't post up your senior photos. That's a big thing on Facebook now.
You mean like...
Because that, too, is used for some... data mining. I don't know what the purpose is. I think it's to find your password.
What I love, though, is when people bitch about what people do on Facebook while they're on Facebook.
Yeah.
So it makes no sense to me if you're hammering people for doing things while you have an account. If just having a Facebook account probably leaves you open to everything, don't you think, the way it works?
Probably, because you have to put up a certain bit of information.
I don't mind. I understand. First of all, we have people that we know that their kids are... good buddy of ours, old buddy of ours, Travis, actually. We have kids are graduating in 2020, and they don't care to see old people's photos. It really doesn't help them. But I also think it doesn't hurt. I don't care people putting their photos up. I'm not mad. I think they're kind of cute. I haven't done mine, but if you want to put your senior photo up from what year you graduated, I think it's fine. I think it's a good look. It's a great look back on who the hell what you looked like back then.
Yeah, I'd still rather not.
Yeah, but those questions, you know, that everybody
No, that's not a question. That's,
the fun
it's
ones.
Just, it's just your photo.
The fun little survey ones. Don't come out of nowhere.
Oh, the survey one. Yeah, but one I did wasn't a survey one, though. That was just somebody.
Yes, it was.
I did it myself.
That is specifically designed because a lot of people put their...
Well, guess what? I didn't put... I don't use any of my cars.
I know, but a lot of people do.
Okay, well, then that's on them.
Because it doesn't apply to you doesn't mean it doesn't apply to a lot of people. That's a lot of people's password questions is what was your first vehicle.
Well, then don't
and that's what they're trying to find out.
Well, then don't do that.
Well, there's a bunch of dumbasses who just think, well, this is fun.
Right.
Somebody, my friend thought this up. No, your friend didn't think that up.
No, I didn't think it up either.
Some data miner thought that up.
I'm not putting up my senior photo because it's ugly. It has nothing to do with anything else than that.
Put the jazz hand photo up.
I'm not real proud of any of that.
I got some cool feathered hair.
A lot of guys did. I've seen a lot of
my senior photo. Yeah. Hell, my senior photo was on a billboard once.
Yeah, mine was too. Yes, mine was too.
So it's not secret.
No, it's not.
Well, it wasn't.
No, I haven't done that, but I've seen what I love is the women that graduated in the 80s
with the big bangs,
mid 80s to the early 90s, the huge bangs,
lots of bangs.
They're my favorite, man. Keep posting them. You want to see a picture of what Todd thought would be Dr. Mina? I'll throw that on Todd. But I agree. At TNT Radio Empire, she hasn't seen it yet.
I haven't gotten any text yet.
No, that could be her senior photo.
The casual one?
Yeah,
exactly.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.